Okay, good morning, Shavua Tov. We're on Daf Samech Gimel. We're starting at the very last, actually I ended off a little bit early yesterday.
Correct.
Okay, the sugya ended at Mesut right now, and let's quickly go through. So we said yesterday that Rabbi Yochanan, right, doesn't like that. Maybe we explained yesterday that maybe one of the possibilities was that the maamar that we brought, that when we said Chomer B'Shabbat, from Shara Mitzvahs, the top of the ratio we're talking about Avodah Zorah, and then the Seif will be talking about other Mitzvahs, and that's why we're trying to stick in a few other options. They weren't going to like it. One of the reasons was Rabbi Yochanan Tame, the law mocking but need to ratio Bechad Tame, the Seif Bechad Tame. That's not the idea, Rabbi Yochanan. The ratio is one subject, and the Seif is the bottom. And the bottom is the different one, which makes sense. If the top's talking about comparing Shabbos to Shara Mitzvahs and it's Avodah Zorah, then when we said Shara Mitzvahs to Shabbos, must also be Avodah Zorah, right? That's what Rabbi Yochanan wants to say. And we've got a proof, because we've got this a Gemara over here in Baba Metzia. Rabbi Yochanan, man de metargim li chavit alibe de chad tana. So there Rabbi Yochanan had a whole issue of the sugya. We won't go into the sugya now. It's a long Rashi over here. Explains the whole thing. In Machbir HaChavit, right? But bottom line was, he said, whoever can explain to me, right, the ratio and the safe exactly the same, according to one explanation, movil ne mane batrei, what will his reward be? I will carry his garments, mane, all his kalim, right, batrei, after him, lebei masuta, the Rashi is there, to the merchatz. I'll schlep his goods to the I'll be his porter. Okay, hello, Dad. Oh, wow. What's it? He says, I will move up. So basically, we see that's how excited Rabbi Yochanan got that nobody was, he doesn't like the idea of the separate things. Okay, that's where the sugya ended yesterday. Now the Gemara says gufa, okay? Which is, what's the gufa? Yeah, we take Amar Rab Ami, Zivach Mikhtev Nisach Behelemech Enu Chayv El Achat. Anyway, that's how we started off. We say that Amar Rab Zakai, right, in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Said Tanya Rabbi Zakkai Kamed Rabbi Yochanan on Tzamech Bet Amud Aleph at the five lines down. We started off this whole sugya. We said Tanya Rabbi Zakkai Kamed Rabbi Yochanan Zivach Vekitev Nisech Vishtachavur Benemechad Enuchav Elechad. If he does all these things together, so Enuchav one on that one, Rabbi Yochanan said Puk Tani Lebra. Get out of here, right? Go on outside. So the Gemara now brings that Ma'amar here on Tzamech Gimel, but if you notice, there's one word missing, right? Anybody who looks, we said the Amar Zivach Vekitev Nisech. What's missing? Vishtachavua. Right, there's no Vishtachavua. So there he shechts, he burns, he does the libations, all in one swoop. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'lo garis, said Rashi, the first Rashi, the last words of the first Rashi. V'lo garis Vishtachavua. He doesn't include in this Mama here Vishtachavua, bending down. Right, Ishtachavua la bichlal shavodah. He says why? Because Ishtachavua is not the same as all the other avodas. All that avodas actually makes sense. Other avodas actually actions you're doing with the animal. You're shechting the animal, or you're burning its food, or you're pouring wine or water on it, etc. Where's bowing down? Right, the al korchach late leil Rabbi Ami Ishtachavua lechalek yatsa. So what's the Rashi say? I mean, we had the machloket yesterday. We said that machloket there with Rabbi Zakkai was a machloket Tanaim to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Remember? Was it Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Natan? Who was it? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Natan. When we said there, Ole Chalek Yatza, Ole Lav Yatza. Remember, we said either it was to teach us a halocha that if you do any of these melachot b'shogeg, you chayev each one on its own korban shogeg, korban chatat, or lelav yatzar, it teaches that it's actually a lesser transgression, only a lav. So Rashi says, al korchach, late leil Rabbi Ami. This Rabbi Ami, who's quoting it here, he obviously hasn't learned this din of lechalek yatzar. Right? Late leil, how do we know he hasn't got lechalek yatzar? From the very fact that he says, chayev one korban. Right? If you only chayev one korban, it means there's no lechalek, or lechalek would come and teach us that you chayev a korban on every single one of them. Remember? Are you following me, anybody?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the Rashi. It's obvious that if he said that you chayev on one, then there's no lechalek. Because it would be obvious. That's why I say ishtachavua, and the whole reason we had ishtachavua, why was ishtachavua? Ishtachavua is mentioned separately in the pasuk. And we wanted to learn that the fact that ishtachavua is mentioned separately comes to teach us lechalek. But if you haven't got lechalek, you don't take ishtachavua in here, because ishtachavua only complicates the whole story, right? Because you want to learn one hetlamechad. Rabbi Yemi Kishach Vodach Harigat. Bekibdik Amar Einu Chai Bela Achat. Okay, so now the Gemara is Naklas. So Amar Abaya, my time Rabbi Yemi. What's Rabbi Yemi's reason that he says, Yibayach Vekitev Nisech Barim Echad, Einu Chai Bela Achat. Right, Amar Kra, we got a Pasuk, Lo Tov Daim. Right, that Pasuk over there comes from Shemot. It says, Lo Shach Velahem Lo Tov Daim. Ki Anuchi Hashem Lokecha El Kanap Okel Abon Avot Abanim Ashleshim Al Arim Nisolai. So Lo Tishtach Velahem. That's, you see, the Pasuk there, Shtachavua. Right, lo shtach amirahim. It says, v'lo ta'ov daim. Why is it lo ta'ov daim? What's the chiddush of lo ta'ov daim? Look at Rashi. Lo ta'ov daim, klalan kulan ke'echad, kalalan kulan ke'echad. The pasuk puts them all into one group. Right? Lo ta'ov daim. Don't worship them. How do you worship them? By doing all these things. But the issue is, v'lo ta'ov daim, yetayra ketibi. It's a yitu. We never needed it. But Ashina and Chad bin Aulachi, one reason we're siding here with his reason of Ami, he learns Lord to have Daim is all a klal, and therefore you only bring one korban. So the Gemara is like, Sakatuva san kulan avodachat. And therefore Lord to have Daim, Akatuva san kulan, it made them all one. So Gemara says, Miyamar Abaya, did Abaya actually say this? And this is his reason. Miyamar Abaya, remember Rashi quoted this Gemara now yesterday. Miyamar Abaya, did Abaya really say that it's all because of Lord Tov Daim is one melocha, one group? But Abaya himself said, Shalosh Ishtachavuot, Ba'avodot Kochavim Lama. Why is the Torah mentioned Ishtachavua three times? That's the Avodot, three different psukim. Echat leKedarka. One, he said, was to teach us serving the idol in the way that you serve idols, Kedarka. Va'achat Shlo Kedarka. Now Ishtachavua is when you're doing it in a way that's Lo Kedarka, even if it isn't the way that the Avodah Zorah is done, but you did it, you're still Chayev. Va'achat leChalek. And Abai himself said, and Achat Lechalek, with a third limudia, Lechalek. Lechalek meaning what? That there should be separate korbanot on each one. How could Abai tell us? I mean, it's reason because of Lotov Daim. He himself said, Lechalek. The Gemara says, no, no, no. He's arguing Rav Ami. Rav Ami says, one korban. Lechalek would mean lots of korbanot.
Abai says, what is the reason of Rav Ami?
Right, so Abai was because of this. The Gemara says, how could Abai say that? So okay, so you already give me the answer. The Gemara says the Kedrav to Ami Kamar. He's actually only answering Rav Ami. Okay, that's right. Right, Velei Lo Sfirah. He himself doesn't. The Gemara wants would like to have thought that Abaye would explain something the way that he understood it. Right? He says no. He's actually arguing. He's explaining what Rav Ami's reason is. Right? You see, Rabbi never did the Gemara. So we simple fact, we need the Gemara. The Gemara has to actually that out for us and tell us lechalek le Rami. Okay, so that's the answer over there. Now the Gemara says Gufa. Amar Abaya. Now this actual halacha that Abaya said. Amar Abaya. Shloshi shtachavot mevodot kochavim lama. Why do we need it all? Echad lechalek, echad lechalek, echad lechalek. Okay, the Gemara says lekedraba, like the kedarka. Where do we learn it from? So where's each through these three psukim? Lekedarka mi'echa yavdu agoyim ale nafka. That comes from the pasuk mi'echa. So the Gemara that brings it over there from that pasuk there is bet. Shami lecha penti lakesh achreim achrei shamdami panecha. Of penti drosh Elohim emor eicha yavdu hagoyim haile. How you say this God et Elohim ve'seken gam ani. What do you mean lekedarka is a separate pasuk? From kedarka we learn from eicha yavdu hagoyim. So what's Rav's whole vortia needing three? We already learned kedarka. So we don't need a third pasuk for Kedarka. We've got Kedarka from here. Yishtach ha-melecha ha-penti na-keshachem ha-chayisham da-melecha. O-penti drosh lohem. Echa yavdu, how will I serve them? And you'll go, you'll serve them the way that they're meant to be served, which is Kedarka. The one says, no. Ela, say, Kedemor accepts that and says that Rabbah's drosh wasn't Darka, lo Kedarka, and Lechalek. And it was lo Kedarka, Lechalek. And the third one was Echat Kedarka, ushe lo Kedarka. Right? That they sometimes, you're serving at Kedarka or Shlok Kedarka. Look at Rashi, yeah? The Kedarka Shlok Kedarka. Sheishtachavua hi lahach avonot kachavim. Kedarka v'shelok Kedarka. What does it mean in its way and on its way? Kegon shedarka lavod derech kavod. Normally, you would serve it with kavod, right? Like we saw different ways of grooming it. That's the case. If you're not bowing down, bowing down. Dikativ chad, if we just written one, lovim avidan ele ki hai gavna, we said, okay, that what is kedarka? Kedarka is not bowing down. Kedarka is only giving it the kavod that it needs in the way of the kavod. But if you had bowed down to it, that wouldn't be considered kedarka. So he said, no, but then what about, like for example, lepor, when we saw lepor, lepor was out of there, you should defecate on the idols. So if what happens if you bow down to poor, that's lo kedarka, because that's when it's kavod, we understand, giving it kavod, maybe bowing down includes it. If it was a case of poor, bowing down is not the way you meant to serve that idol, right? Lo kedarka, poor.
Addresses that.
Rabbi, the Mishnah there spoke about Baal Peor. The way that you serve Baal Peor is...
This is the
word,
which means
that the Mishnah was on Samech. Where's the Mishnah? Chal Oved, Chal Mizbeh, Chal Mekatev, Chal Mezeh, Chal Mekablo Alav, Lelo Amel, Eliyata. And those, if you did it, that's what the Mishnah says. When you actually defecate, that is the idol worship. But now, what happens if you bow down to the Baal Peor, you didn't defecate it? That's what we're speaking about.
Okay. I was referring to in the Mishnah where it says, Achad Haver Avodat Kochavim, Achad Ha'oved, one who serves, and it's generally, and then it's...
And we say Darka and Lo Kedarka, right?
Achad Ha'oved is one who
the serves Kedarka.
When, or is it, no, it's nothing, no, general, like...
We explain...
You bow down to it, but that's not the way usually, like you bow down to Po'or. That's not the way you serve Po'or.
Defecate. Is that how we explain in the Mishnah?
Yes, I think so.
Achad Ha'oved, Kol Avoda, Af Kifuf Nishuk. After Bizayon, the Kedar Kilchaimita. The other way around. That's if you even serve the other ones Derech Bizayon, right? And not Derech Kavod, but not if the way to do it is Bizayon and you give it Kavod. Rashi says the other way around. Rashi says that Kedarka is if you would serve a Kedarka, right?
That's the beginning.
That's Oved. It's Kedarka. Kol Avoda. In other words, because our Mishnah over here made a distinction between Oved and then Mezabeach Mekater Menasech. And then so Rashi says like this: if you do it Kedarka, Kol Avoda, even if it's Gifuf v'Menashek, which aren't mentioned over here, which are like patting the idol or kissing the idol, whatever the case was, if that's not but you do that Kedarka, then you Chayev. Right, but the Baal Peor is the way of Kedarka. Baal Peor is with defecating. Now that's a bizayon. It's not a kavod. The chiddush over here is that if you give kavod to Baal Peor, you don't defecate. You bow down. You also chayev, because that's the law Kedarka of Baal Peor. But it's Kedarka of Avodah Zorah. That's the chiddush over here, right? So it says, "Avah mishtachave le Peor, lo kedar rachman ishtachavu yet lo." Therefore, Kedar Rachman ishtachavu yet tayre shnia. Leshelo Kedarka going Peor Markris Shavratav Bizayon. Rabbi Benezer Leel Zovech the Markris Chayev Menois Bechu. Rabbi the Chayev Kaya Teruhu. The Ikav Lo Mokim Nabi Zvuk Bekrim Mitavatam. Derech Kavod. So the Kevin the Galay the Mishtachavu a Kavachom Zvicha Miyukule Mil Telo Yafin Mishtachavu. He wouldn't learn from Mishtachavu. The Im Kain Havi Marbina Kol Avro Kavod. Avagav Lo Avro Panim. Chach Yatsa Zvicha Lomar Shelo Chiva El Avodat Panim. Okay, that last one is actually confusing a little bit, to be honest with you. I don't actually understand it now as I read it. But that is the chiddush here of Abaya, and therefore you've got the whole gamut here. You've got Kedarka, Shelo Kedarka, even when the Darka is Lo Kavod, and you give Kavod, you're Sechad. Okay, that was into that sugya over there. Now, Amakabel Alav Eloha Hamer Lo Eli Ata. Okay, that was it. Continuing in the Mishnah. Next Mishnah said, that echad menasech v'echad mishtachaveh, you bow down, v'echad mekablo alav le'eloha, you accept him as your God, v'haomer lo eli ata, you say, you are my God. Right? So Amarab Nachum v'amarab, v'ravu v'amarab. So now the Gemara brings a ma'amar of Nachum v'amarab v'insam v'rav, that gives us a chidush. Kaivan sh'amar lo eli ata chayav. So the Gemara says, what's the chidush of you? What do you mean chayav? Look at Rashi there, chayav. Even you didn't actually do anything. You just said, Eli ata, you're already chayav. And you actually bow down, you've done no actual formal service. The Gemara says, Lamai, what are you chayav for? Ila katla, if you tell me you chayav now to kill the guy, right? Matnitini, we already learned the Mishnah, that if the guy does it, b'meizid, and that's the whole chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us over here, that when are you chayav skiller, that's our Mishnah. Right? All these are the abodas that you have skidah for. And what is that? Mekablo alav eloha v'me eliyata. So what's the chiddush over here? The Gemara says, no, ele le korban. We're speaking here, what's the korban? The korban would be, if you did b'shogeg, says Rashi, right? So if you said it by mistake. So here you have a korban. We learned, right? In you have metaphor b'meizid, you have a korban for b'shogeg. The Gemara says, v'afil rabbanan? Even Rabbanan agree, in other words, there's a machloket here between different Tanaim. And Rabbanan even agreed that you'd be chayv a korban b'shogeg if you said Eliyata. That's the Gemara's question, right? Look at Rashi. With Rabbanan, bitmiya Rashi with a question. The pligi Rabbanan b'kritu, the b'sachim pligi, this is machloket, between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. But Megadef, on the issue of cursing Hashem, aled Rabbi Akiva, because the Amrei Megadef, enemy the korban, deb inan maase. Right? The Amrei Megadef, Rabbi Akiva, they said, you don't bring a korban, right? The Amrei Megadef, enemy the korban, because you have to have a maase. You have to, in order to bring a korban, you have to have done something. And just saying a liata is not having done anything. Doing something means an action, right? So Gemara says, "Va'atanya, eino chav el al davar sheyesh bo maase, kegon zivuach v'kitur v'nisuch v'shtachavua." You have to have done one of these actions, right? Either the shechting or all the things we mentioned, or bowing down. Amar Reish Lakish, on that Reish Lakish said, "Man tani hishtachavua." Who's the one that said hishtachavua? Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva would say the hishtachavua is good enough. Why? The Amar lo b'inan maase. Rabbi Akiva says, you actually need a maase. So Ishtachavu, I thought, when we said maase, we meant a maase of the actual korbanot. Remember, we learned the other day, all the things that are of part of the avodot pnim, into the Beit HaMikdash, like shechting, zivuach, etc. Ishtachavu is the odd one out. But even Rabbi Akiva, right, would agree, because Rabbi Akiva says, you don't need maase. Michlal, therefore, the Gemara says, we learn from that, Rabbanan, sab Rabbeinan maase. If Rabbi Akiva says that you chayev because you don't need a maase, who's he arguing with Rabbanan? The Rabbanan obviously say you do need a maase. So how can you tell us here that this chiddush of Rav would be chayev, right? Even if he just said it with Rabbanan, because there's no real maase. The Gemara says, "Naki kamar Rav, and nami Rabbi Akiva kamar." So we see the Gemara is actually today copying out, right? Because we said earlier on about Rav Ami, we said there was actually only a quote of Ami. Now Abai is telling us here, bringing something only according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbanan as well. Right? Only Nami Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Rabbi Akiva Pshita. Right? Actually, you said Pshita on Rabbi Ami, right? The Gemara, they never said Pshita. Here the Gemara now, obviously the Gemara said enough now. Now the first time around, we can swallow it. Now the second, what's going on here? Pshita, right? What are you telling us Kedushim for? He says, Haina Megadev. That's exactly the machloket there in Kritut with the case of Megadev, of cursing, which we saw. So the Gemara says, no. What would you have thought? Why is there chiddush avia still in what Rav said? Adkan lo mechar Rabbi Akiva korban elav megadev. Maybe Rabbi Akiva says there that you only chayev a korban specifically with regards to megadev. Why? Dichtiv they karet, because karet is mentioned with megadev. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, there you chayev megadev karet if you do it mezid, you chayev a korban if you do it b'shogeg. Right, aval hachet lo kti bekaret. But me ishtachavua. The whole reason ishtachavua was written, one of the limudim was to tell us that you are. It's a lav yotzer, right? It's only a lav. There's no chiyuv karet. So you might have thought that in a case like this, when it's something else, right, then you wouldn't be chayev. Emelok mashbulad. What's the limud? Itkushe itkush. That we do a hekesh between the two. Dichtiv ishtachavu lo, vayizbechu lo, vayomru eile lokech isha. Look at Rashi. Itkash, itkush, itkash, right? You know, actually, go to the Rabbi Kiva beforehand. The amad lo ba'in ba'aseh gamur. The megadef mechai b'shu ma'aseh zuta. Because it's a little bit of an action. The akimat svatav have a ma'aseh. Because what's megadef? Moving his lips, right? Actually cursing. Right, v'hachanami kvifat komato havei maase, bowing down, also like a bit of a movement. Right, right. V'hai diktani eino chayev ela al davar sheyesh bo maase, la'afuke hirhurei lo mechayev ala. And what do we mean when we said eino chayev ela maase? Not a maase, even a little maase you already chayev, but it to exclude thoughts. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. That's when the Gemara says you aren't chayev maase. On thoughts you aren't chayev. If you move your lips, you move your body, you would be chayev. And Megadef is Mevarech, Hashem is cursing Hashem. And it kushe. Eliyata, right, bezvicha. We do a hekesh between Eliyata, saying it to Zvicha, dichtiv. Vayishtachavu lo vayizbachu lo vayomer. Eile elokecha Yisrael. So we see it's got vayizbachu, vayishtachavu, and Eile elokecha Yisrael are all in the same pasuk. And therefore, we might have thought that over here we wouldn't, and therefore we are chayim. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, il malei vav shebehe alucha nitchayvu rashim shli Yisrael, kliya. So the pasuk that we brought earlier on, actually probably in the notes here will be that whole pasuk. Anybody found the pasuk there? Eliyata that we brought earlier on, right? So where's the whole pasuk? Ze Elohecha asher he'elcha mimitzrayim. That's with regard to the Chet Ha'egel, right? that they said there was it's quoted in Nehemiah, right? She amru yishel b'chayt ha'egel zeh lo'ech asher he'elcham mitzrayim. So what do you mean asher he'elcham mitzrayim? That's in Nehemiah it says zeh lo'ech asher he'elcha. In our pasuk in the Torah it says ve'elu elohecha asher he'elcha. And I'm looking for that pasuk. I'll call him for he'elucha. Here it says ve'ele, right? And the ve'ele, right? It's a different pasuk. Where I'll call for the pasuk. You got the pasuk? You found the pasuk?
The pasuk from Nehemiah?
No, not from Nehemiah. The pasuk from Shmot.
From Kitisa?
Yeah, have you got that pasuk?
Gimel?
Pasuk Gimel? Yeah. Sarum min ha-derech ha-shetvidim ha-shetvim ha-tzavim b'shtachavu lo v'yizbechu lo v'yomru elu yecha yisho asher he'elucha me'et yitzrayim. Okay, so it says v'yomru elu elohecha. So where's the vav?
He'elucha,
He'elucha. Where's the he'elucha? That's a little different, though, no? Amrucha, ilmale vav sheb he'elucha. Oh, be'elcha. Oh, he'elucha, meaning the plural. Nidchavur Hashem, they would have basically been wiped out. Why? What was the chidush when they said he'elucha? She nidchavur, right? Ketnai. What's the machik tanai? Machayim umim imale vav sheb he'elucha, nidchavur Hashem she shel kliya. Why? Because by they saying he elucha, look, Rashi actually explains it a little bit differently. Rashi, look at the Rashi there. Ilmalei vav she belucha. Daha lo kafru b'kadosh baruch hu legamrei. In fact, they said shebe he elucha, it's not a proper kafru. In other words, they're recognizing that Hashem had something to do with it. It wasn't just the egel. It was also Hashem b'shrei shitfuhu b'davar acher. He elucha, all of you that brought us up. It's like in the plural, speaking to the egel, and Hashem. It's not just the Egel, so to speak. Right? So you see, they hadn't said that. They'd be completely been wiped out. As opposed to just the guy, Am Yisrael spoke, right? And they had Herurim. Now, only the actual people who served the Egel got killed. Not everybody got killed. Right? There was a Magefa afterwards, a whole bunch were killed. Not everybody was killed. But he's saying, if they hadn't said Heluch, everybody would have been wiped out. Right? Why? Because by putting in Hashem into the picture, so it was a Shituf. We discussed this the other day about Christianity. Remember, we had the whole issue about Shittuf? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's saying there was a Shittuf, it was Hashem and the Egel. And if he hadn't said that, then he wiped out. And why the Shlaka Mocha Tanayim? But Rabbi Yochanan ben Yochanan, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't like this. Because he says, Kol Meshalef Shem Shamayim, V'davar Acher, Ne'er Karbin Olam. Doesn't matter. Shittuf is still the problem. Shneemar, Bilt Hashem Levado. We learned this the other day. We had this exact passage we brought. Because it has to be Hashem only. So, Elamah Talmud Omar, Asher Elucha, She'ivu Elohut Harbei. Okay, so look at Rashi over here. Ilmele Vav Shebelucha, She'ivu Af Le Elohut, Acherim Vekiblu Alehem. I'm 100% sure what's going on over here. Anyhow, let's go. Just clear it to me yesterday. Okay. Kiatra Avdimi Amar Rav Elazar. Al Kulam Loke Chutz Mehan. Now we go back to the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said that we learned that we have over here, we actually had this Kiatra of Dimi already. Alright? Kiatra of Dimi, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Okay, Avala Megafef, that's what I'm looking for, sorry. Avala Megafef, Avamanashek, Avamachabet, Avamarabets. So all these were examples in the Mishnah, which we said that you did them, you only over in a lot ta'aseh. Remember? You weren't Chayev Mita. You with me? המגפף, המנשק, והמכבד, והמרבץ, והמרחץ, והזך, והמיש, והמנהיל, עובר בלא תעשה, that's what the Mishnah says. והנודר בשמו, you make a neder in the idol's name, או המקיים, we said מקיים was נשבע, right, בשמו, עובר בלא תעשה. So there's a whole list, and you only have a lot to say, you weren't high, מיטה. זה כמו יש לך, כעת שרבדי מיאם רבי אלעזר, על כולם לוקה, חוץ מהנודר בשמו, מקיים בשמו. So if Dimi said, then all of those you be chayev malkot. Right? Even though we said you only chayev on a lot to say, you'd get malkot. Right? You still get malkot. Except for the last two, Nodeh Bishmo and Mekayim Bishmo. So Moses says, Mashtan Bishmo and Mekayim Bishmo, they look lucky. Why are those excluded? Why do you get malkot on the others? You don't get malkot on these. He says, Mishum, Dahavan, Elav Shem Bo Maaseh. Because it's Elav Shem Bo Maaseh. Because again, we go back to the issue. You didn't actually do anything. You just spoke. Now we already saw a little bit of a difference, right? We saw Rabbi Akiva and said that moving your lips is actually a bit of a masse. So a masse is zuta. But it's not a masse. The Gemara says, Haninami. But what I say, if that's the reason, Mishum, this is like almost a vechi taima, right? And we also have a chid time. If you want to say this, you can't say because of that. He says, Mishum, if you want to tell me to have a day love shame, but wait a second. Hanei, the rest of the list, Nami love shebichlalutu. They are also an exceptional case. They are called the love shebichlalut. They're all mentioned together. Vein lokin a love shebichlalut. And we learn you don't get malkot on a love shebichlalut. And then we said on those you do get malkot. So you tell me these young malkot and domasi, but those are love shebichlalut. Why do you get malkot? How do we know you don't get malkot on a love shebichlalut? The Tanya minayin leochel mina behema kodem shetetzay nafsha shu belo tase. Where do you know this is an issue of lo tase eating? Kodem shetetzay nafsha. I don't think is ever been a chai, right? It's when you've shechted it, but it hasn't died yet, right? Like it's shut off the dies. You know, they still did like irkus, remember? We learned that. Help me, there's someone. Look if there's anything in the notes on that. Right? In other words, it's completely soaked out, right? You've got to drain the blood. Talmud Lomar, lo tochlu al adam. Says that you can't eat while there's still blood there. Right? And now the bride is going to bring a whole lot of examples here of what we learned from this pasuk. This is a classic pasuk of Lo Tuchlu Adam is a love shebichlalot, that it's a bunch of all mitzvahs all learned together from the same pasuk, right? Davar Acher, what else is Lo Tuchlu Adam telling us? You can't with their blood. Lo Tuchlu Basar Vadain Dam Bemizrak, right? That's even at an earlier stage, right? While with korban, you've got to throw the blood. You can only eat the blood, the food after you sprinkle the blood. Rabbi Dosso, Rabbi Nain, Shain, Mavri, Nalurge, Beitin. Rabbi Yossi, Dosso learns another passage. Where do we know that you don't do a Sudat Havra'ah? That special Sudah after, when you bury people after the funeral, for Haruge, Meitim. Tamud Omar, Lo Tuchlu Adam. You can't eat on the blood. They've been shechted, they've been killed. You can't, you don't eat, you don't have a feast. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Nain, the Sanhedrin. Shehar Goet HaNefesh, Shain Toamin Klum, Kolot Toyob. Where do the Sanhedrin who put someone death fast the whole day? Right? Tamud Omar, Lo Tuchlu Adam. So this is a case of love shebichlalot. Right now we've got Rabbi Yochanan. You see the Mishra Rashas there? Says not Amir Rabbi Yochanan. He says there Rabbi Yochanan Omer. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Yochanan's an Amora, right? He can't be in the Brayta. So obviously the Gemara adds in. Rabbi Yochanan also learns things extra, like expands in the Brayta. Azara le ben shorim orei minayim. Where there's a warning of ben shorim orei. Tamud Omar, lo tuchlu adam. What does it mean? Why is the ben shorim orei lo tuchlu adam? Look at Rashi. The bench last second line of Rashi there. The law Anash Ella Imkain he's here when if you warned him. The Hechan he's here. And where do we warn the bench Shomer? We say Lo Tuchlu Adam. Lo Tuchlu Achila Shetargehu Ale. Remember the bench Shomer, one of them was Behema Gasa. Remember that one of the things he eats like a pig, right? That's don't be careful eating, that's gonna cause you to be killed. Okay? Tamur Khadab Ba'am Rabbi Abim Barchia Ba'it Rabbi Abim Barakahana Al Kulam. On this whole list over here, ain oloke, why? Mishum da havele lav shebichlalot. So we learn the klal, that lav shebichlalot, when there's one mitzvah in the Torah, which tells us a whole bunch of things, you don't get malkut. So how can we get malkut? You're telling us you don't get malkut on the nishba, b'shem, on the avodah zorah, because it's lav shem bo maseh, but by the same token, you shouldn't get malkut on the others because they're a lav shebichlalot. And yet there, we just learned a second ago, right, that Rav Dimi came and said, Rabbi Lazar, Al Kulam Loke. Okay, so it's a long question. The Gemara says, Ella, what are we speaking about? The Gemara accepts it. It says, Doche, right? The Ella is, you're right. It's, something's wrong here. So we have to rephrase Rabbi. So, Kiat Rabbi, I'm Rabbi Lazar, other way around. Al Kulan Eino Loke. Chutz min anori bishmo babakayim bishmo. That's his chiddush, right? He says that all those you don't get malkut because they love shebichlalot, except no der bishmo, etc. Now the obvious question is, why would we not want to get malkut on those? Because they love shem bo maseh, right? So how do you get malkut? So Gemara says, ma'ishna ha'enich lo laki, tavle love shebichlalot, ha'inami love shem bo maseh ninu. So why do we get malkut? Just like we explained now the other way, and the question exists. Gemara says, now, huk Rabbi Yehuda damar, love shem bo maseh lokin alav. That's called Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Elav shem maase lokin alav. The Tanya, how do we know that? Not Rabbi Yehuda Boker. There's a halacha that says that with the korban, right, you can't leave it over till the morning. Ba katuv litain asay acher lo tasay. Why do we have to have lo totiru in Yad Boker? Right? It says lo totiru. Don't leave it at Boker. Asay acher lo tasay. Look at Rashi over here. No, Rashi over there. Actually, the Torah is coming and sticking a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah lomar. She ain't looking love the Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The mashmash is there on shosh she love. In other words, why is he bringing a lab and an assay? There's an assay that you've got to finish off the korban at a certain time, and you can't leave it over. Why do we need both? But we had that concept, lav hanitak la'asay, remember? Did Rashi mention it here? There's a concept we've learned for lav hanitak la'asay, that a lot ta'asay, which has an assay attached to it, you don't get malkut for, because the lav is wiped out by the assay. Remember that? On a mitzvah assay, if you didn't do it, you don't get malkut. Mm-hmm. You only get malkut on a lot assay. So if you've got an assay and a lot assay, or you've got a lav hanitak la'asay, which is learned in a positive way, you won't get malkut. So the Chiddush of the Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, why do we have the mitzvah, the assay and the lot assay with regards to this mitzvah of hotir? Is to dafka, to exclude the malkut. Meaning if there wasn't the assay, it was only the lot assay, you'd get malkut. Right, and you're getting malkut now on a lot assay with Shein Bo Maase. Because the whole thing, the whole issur is not to leave it over. And you left it over, so you didn't do something. So there was no Maase, and it's a love Shein Bo Maase, and you're getting malkut. So comes the Torah and says, the assay to take out the malkut. Without the assay, you would have got malkut. That's Rabbi Yehuda's limud. Diva Rabbi Yehuda, Rak Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Lo Min Hashem Huzeh. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like that. It's a very nice way. See, when Rabbi Yochanan said yesterday, Puk Tani Lebra, get out of here, right? Rabbi Yaakov says, Lo Min Hashem Huzeh. That's a nice way of saying, that's not exactly the right idea. Look, Rabbi Rashi says, yeah? Klomar Ta'am Ze Eino Min Ha'ikar. Okay? That's like a guy from Haberdasheries, man. That's how he would say it, right? Rabbi Yaakov, lo min Hashem huze. Ele mishum, so why? Ele mishum dahav le'alav she'ein bo maase. V'chol lav she'ein bo maase ein lo kin alav. That's why. Not because it's an asay, because lav she'ein bo maase. Bichlaud, Rabbi Yehuda savar lo kin alav. Because he still came to the same conclusion, right? That Rabbi Yehuda is loke on the fact, on the lav she'ein bo maase. Okay. Now in the next line of the Mishnah. Hanoder bishmo v'makay mishmo min alav. So, where do we know this? The Mishnah telling us there that anybody who makes a neder in his name or a shvua in the name of Avodah Zorah is chayev. Where, what's the makor? The Tanya, v'shem elohim achirim lo taskiru. You can't even mention their name, right? Shelo yomar adam lechaveiro shmor li b'tzalav lechavim plonit. Don't even say wait next to that idol. Shmor li, wait for me. Right? Look at Rashi there. Rashi says shmor li, right? Is it Rashi or not? No, not Rashi. Shmuel, yes, Hamten. See, Rashi says there, the third lines of Rashi at the very beginning, Hamten, wait for me. You can't even say to a guy, wait for me next to that idol. You can't even mention the idol. You've got no purpose of Avodah Zorah. Just using it as a description of where to meet, you can't even say that. So if you can't say that, you certainly can't. Lo yishma picha. And then and he brings another pasuk. The first pasuk is only machiru yishkiru, and then he says lo yishma apicha, shelo yishdor bishmo, v'lo yekayem bishmo, v'lo yigrom lachem shidor bishmo, v'yekayemu bishmo. So that's the whole thing. So one issur is you can't even mention it, and the other one is lo yishma apicha. That pasuk is done here according to his name, shelo yidor bishmo, v'lo yekayem bishmo. Make a neder. So this brighter brings another halacha, yeah? Another wing of lo yishma apicha. What does it mean lo yishma apicha? Azara. Lemasit ulemediach. Now look at Rashi over there. Actually, Likute Rashi, I think. Right, Likute Rashi says mesit is yechidim. Right, when you mesit someone to do avodah zorah, the individuals, and mediach is the word for lashon rabin, ir hanidachat. Right, and ir hanidachat is a whole city that did avodah zorah. So mediach, you incite a whole city. So there's mesit and mediach, or one is talking to individual. Right, mesit behedik. The Gemara says, wait a second. But mesit behedik ketiv bay. Right, v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yirau. Right, that pasuk of it says, "V'choshesh shemim rav v'lo yosifu lasot karav hara hazeh bekirbecha." Right, so that seems to be mefurash. Right, ela azara lemediach. This is yirat. That not mesit and mediach. Lo yishma apicha is to mediach, not to licit. V'lo yigram lachem sheyidru b'shmo v'shikam b'shmo. And also, you can't even encourage others. Right, and that is Messiah le avod Shmuel. That helps Rabbi Shmuel's father. Amar Abu Shmuel, what did his father say? Asul Adam. We learned this Gemara before. Maybe we learned it in Bechorot. No. Asul Adam sheyaseh shutfut im haoved kocham. You can't even have a partner who's an oved avodah zara. Why? Shema yidchayev lo shvua. You have to come make a shvua. Suppose you have an argument or you fight, and then you start arguing, and you make. He said, "We'll make a vow." Ve'nishba avodat kochavim shelo. Vatramra lo yishma picha. You can't hear him even when he makes a shvua on avodah zara. Just any notes there? Well, why would he make a shvua? Because they fuck with each other. What's the reason there? Look if you see anything.
Yeah, to vindicate, they're having some business to vindicate himself.
Okay, right. Okay, ki ata ula, so now we ata uta. It's a look at this. Gemara said like this. Ki ata ula bat bekal nevo. Now look at Rashi. What does it mean? Bat bekal nevo. Lan beota ir vehini kreit al shem avda kochavim sheba. So bat means to sleep. It's a new word for me. But I said you. Nikuta Rashi actually says straight out. Bat in kiddushin that we learned it. So I don't know why I'm here. Bat means lan. Okay, so remember that. Eh? Bat means to sleep. Right, but bekal nevo shem akom, rather was called after avodah zara. So amale rava v'heiche batmar, where did you sleep? Amale bekal nevo. We lived a second ago. Lo yishma, you can't even mention it. Rabbi said you can't even mention it. So amale v'hakati v'shem limachim lo yitatskiru, you shouldn't mention these names. She said no, that's not a problem. Amale hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that depends. Kol avodot kochavim aktuva b'torah mutar laskir shema. If it's mentioned in the Torah, then avodah zara, you gotta mention it, because obviously otherwise you can't learn the pasuk, right? V'ha'heche ketiv, and where's it written? Tichtiv, kara bal, karam navo, or karas navo. Karas navo, eh? Karas navo, kara bal, karas navo. Right? It says, kara bal, karas navo. That kal navo, right? So that's he's saying, kal navo, is karat nevo. Nevo is obviously avodah zara. Vilo ketivilo. And when if it wasn't written, you couldn't mention it. V'mati rav shvashashav. So I say, wait a second. Re'e achat meruba keshalosh. Right? Re'e achat meruba keshalosh. Shehi kemigdiyon leshilo. Shehei, we'll say, shehein shtei tvilot. Ushnei sifugin. Hareze zav gamut. What's going on over here? He says, if it isn't mentioned in the Torah, you can't mention it, but we see over here that Rav Meshashi brings a bright. He says, Ra'a achat merubah kishlosh. Look at Rashi over here. Talking about a zav and a zava. Okay, so normally, when do you become chayav for zava gedola? After you've seen three, like, it's been about like a gonorrhoeic type of emission, discharge. Thank you, emission. And you see three in three over 3 days, right? And then you become a zav. And then all the dinim of Zav apply to you. So he says over here, but we've got a bright time here. Look at Rashi there at the very beginning, the third narrow lines of Rashi. Right? Zav shira ya aruka shu shofeya keshalosh riyot. In other words, it doesn't stop. There's an emission that goes on for a long time, equal to the amount that would have been if it was three individual times, right? Shinasa bahen zav gamur. In a case like this, he also become a zav gamur. Right? Shehu kemigdion leshilo. What does it mean, kemigdion leshilo? Keshiur, Rashi says, mahalech meota avodat kochavim sheshma gidion ad shilo. So there was a place called Migdion with the avodah zara of Migdion. The time to walk from Migdion to Shilo would take you 3 days. In the time it took you to walk from there to there, if you saw an emission over those 3 times, that's the measure. Shehain shtei tvilot v'shnei sifugin. That's 2 dunkings in the Mishnah and 2 dryings. Shekein natnu chachamim shiur bein riyal riyachad. Chachamim said between each sighting of each emission, you have to a certain period of time. And what is the period of time? K'dei lidbol v'listaheg ba'alon tij. Enough time to do a dunk and then to dry yourself with a towel. Right? Dehainu bein riyal rishona l'shnia tvilah v'sifug. Between the first time you see an emission, you do into the mikveh, and you get dry, then you go into the mikveh, etc. V'chein bein shnia l'shnia, that's also between the second and the third one. So what happened over here? We see, if you aren't allowed to mention it, it's mentioned in the Torah, but Rav Shashi says, but we see a bright that says, Avia achat v'rubah k'shlosh, you see one that's as long as three. She ke migdion l'shilo from migdion shilo, shein shtekt v'shtei sifugin reze gamur. And we see, what do we see over here? That he mentioned migdion. And Migdion is avodah zara. And that's not mentioned in the Torah. We didn't really mention it. So I'm Ravina Gad Nami Michtav Kati. He says no. Migdion is Migdion. He's like Gad, and this avodah zara of Gad is written in the Torah. Dichtiv where haorchim legad shulchan. When you lay a table, that pasuk over there comes from Yeshaya. So it was Hashem Ashchim et Har Kodesh Orchim legad shulchan. You're serving at the Alu Worship.
It's halachat today. You mentioned all the Greek gods, Roman gods.
What was today?
What's the halacha?
Oh, what's the halacha today? Well, you mean if it's not mentioned in the Torah?
No,
what is any
Rambam,
Rambam, Rambam.
Does anybody bow down to
him? No. You can't even mention him.
Yeah, but he's saying, even mentioning it, he's saying if it's our glasses are Zayas. Now, aren't they saying, are these glasses Zayas? Not the same. I think it's from there, so I thought it was from. What?
You've got that little, sort of with certain colleges in Cambridge, and Oxford and Cambridge named
Christ College and that.
College, I mean.
Yeah. Well, if it's Avodah Zorah, it's Avodah Zorah. Is it Avodah Zorah now? Okay. Good question. I'm Rabbi Nachman Kol. So now Rabbi Nachman says something differently. He says, like, Rabbi Nachman, Kol Litzanuta Asura. Right? So Litzanuta, how do they translate Litzanuta in English? Like mockery?
Mockery.
Mockery.
In yours as well? Right? So he says, any, because Litzanuta could also be like joking around or being stupid. Right? Yeah. Right, but anyhow, kol etzanut, any mockery. It's asur to do any mockery. Chutz bila etzanut to davrat kochavim deshari. You can mock Avodah Zorah. Okay, that's mutar. But to be a cynical person and just being a mocker isn't allowed. That's not the way to be. But if you mock Avodah Zorah, it's allowed. Dichtiv, why? Because we've got a pasuk over here. This pasuk says, kara bel koreis. Rashi explains that we are basically we're mocking the idols that they couldn't contain the excrement. Look at Rashi over here. Look at Rashi. Nitraz klomar kara al birkav v'nitraz. This idol is having to bend onto its knees. We're mocking it. Why? We're laughing at it. The pastor says, "Lo yuchlu malet masahare ish enik for him." They couldn't contain the need to run to the toilet. Lo yuchlu lizbol v'nitras. Made a mess because they couldn't contain it. And obviously, the idols can't go to the toilet, right? Right. And kasugra v'yachtav lo yuchlu malet masahuktiv. Another pasuk we got over here is the divru lagalot beit on yaguru shchen shomron. Look at Rashi over here. The Igla, right? Shebet El. They were worrying about them. Why were they worrying about them? Right, again, the same, why were they so full of, so heavy? Because of all the excrements inside of them. So again, you're saying these idols, they couldn't carry them. Why? Because they never had a chance to go to the toilet, so they're so full of all their nonsense. Which obviously the idols again, right? They aren't really animals. And they haven't got any of the excrements. Okay, so therefore you see the Torah made a mockery of it, the Pesukim make a mockery of it, therefore you can make a mockery of it. And the words, Al tikri kavodo ele kavedo. Right? And what does it mean, kavedo? Masag, okay, I'm going to explain. I'm going to say, my dichtiv, v'ata yosifu, now this pasuk of here, v'ata yosifu lachto, you continue to sin, v'yasu lahem masecha, mikaspam, kitvunam, etzve masecha rashim, kura lehem hem omrim, zovchei adam agalim yishakun. Right, zovchei adam, they shecht the people and they kiss their agalim, right, their idols. Because, I mean, we've got to try and get our mind into the framework here of what's going on here. Right, so what is that pasuk all telling us about? My kitvunam atzabim, they each made the little idol they put in their pocket, b'shah shezochra motziah mitoch hakov, they met out of their breasts, u'mechabkal min hashka, they kissed it. And then my zovchei adam agarim yishakun, end of the pasuk, where they kissed. Amar Yitzchak, the Rabbi Ami, shayu mishartei avodat kochavim, notnim enihim ba'abalei mamon. Look at this, he says, the leaders of Avodah Zorah set their eyes on a wealthy guy, and they wanted his money. What would they do? Right? Umarivim et ha'agalim. I would read to the end just 1 second. Right? Marivim et ha'agalim. So now the agalim we speak about over here were actually proper cows. Right? Or proper agalim. Calves. Vosin dmut atzabim. Right? They would starve the calf. Right? And then make it dmut atzabim. Right? We'll see Rashi in a second explains all of this. And they put it next to where they would feed. And take his cows out. They'd make like a statue in the fashion of the rich guy, right? And put him there next to Klomar dmut yukonam, right? Like with his face, like a mold of his face. Umabidibotam betzad avusahen shol yagalim. They put them next to the feeding trough where these animals are feeding. And they starve the animals. There's no food, but all they see when they come to the trough is the picture of this rich guy. Umachmat shayu ro'in et hadmut tamid. And because they were so familiar with the face of this rich guy next to the trough, hayu makirut, they'd become familiar with him. V'ratzin acharehem umemash meshin bahin. And they'd run after the rich guys. The idols, the agalim, would actually run after the rich guys. Klomar he'echilanu, feed us. Right? V'omrin lahem akumarim. And then the kumar of the Avodat Kochavim would say what? Back in the Gemara, chafetz. He wants you. Right? Come and check, kill yourself to him, and therefore they get their money. The guys would.
It's interesting what the Gemara is trying to say when it tells us the story.
Yeah, I was like, okay. And that's why I said, you get your mind into the right framework to understand. And Amar Rav, highs of Chayadam. So Rav has now got a kashi with the Pasuk. Could you want to tell us that the Pasuk is that they came and they would kill themselves? He says, highs of Chayadam. Agalim Ishkun, here the order seems to be that first the people would did the zivicha and then they kissed the idol. It should be the other way around. It should be Agalim Ishkun, Lizboach Adam. The other way around. First they kissed the idol and then they killed themselves, right? So me by the other way around, El Amar Rav, Kol HaZovech Et Pano Lavadak HaKavim, anybody who shechted their child to the Chavim, Amar Lo, right? The priest would say to them, Doron Gadol Yikriv Lo Yavovi Yishaklo. It's a big thing you've done now, and they come and they get a kiss from that. Okay. Amar Yud Amar Rav, Vanshei Bavel Asu Et Zchot Banot. I said, now the Gemara lists a whole list of different types of the different nations, what the idols that they made. So he said, like, Amar Rav, Anshei Bavel Asu Et Zchot Banot. What's Zchot Banot? Tarim Negolet. Right? Rashi says, Avia Tarnegolet. He says, Pasuk Tarnegolet Lidmut Tarnegolet. You have Dino Birshonam, Korin Tarnegolet, Zchot Banot. They made them in the shape of a chicken. Anshei Kut Asu Et Nargal. What's Nargal? Tarnegol, a male. V'anshei chamat asu et ashema. What's that? Barche karche. Look at Rashi. Barche karche. Ez barche karui kol tzon. They called all the cattle were called barche karche. V'ez karile karche. So they called the sheep barche and the goats karche. Al shem she'en lo tzemre kol kach. He's like a karachat, right? He's like a bald guy. A bald guy. What are they talking in English?
Bald.
A bald. Bald, okay. Va'ha'ivim asu navchan ve'etartak. What?
A bald billy goat.
Okay. Obviously some kind of animal called a bald billy goat. Okay. Ve'navchan ve'etartak. And what are those? Kelev ve'nechamor. Va'svarvim. Right? Sorfim et b'nehem. They would burn their children. Pa'esh la'adra melech. To the right. Va'an melech elohei safravim. So mind you, what are their gods there? Aperid vasus, and why were they Adramelech? Why are they called Adramelech? The Adar lay lemare b'teina. What does Adar look at Rashi? The Adar lay mahader et Adonav. They would go all run after him mechabdo shemashlich alav maso that shaya tzarich liton al tzavaro. And they things around the necks, whatever. Adar says Melech mahader et malko klomar et Adonav. Okay. Va'al malach the ani lay lemare b'kirba. Af Chizkia. Look at this. Gemara says Chizkia, right? Chizkia Melech Yehuda. Because Aviv lafsot lo kain, his father also wanted to kill him, wanted to burn him for the avodah zora. Ela she sachato imo salamandra, but his mother sachach, what do you say, like anointed him with the oil of a salamander. Look at Rashi. How did it save him? Right, look at Rashi. Lafsot lo kain le sorfo ba'esh kamo asfarim. Right, and chaya ktana she yotzami tanur she'esh boeret bo, comes out of the fire. Sheva Shanim, after 7 years, and now if you take Vasach Midamah, you take its blood, and you anoint all the blood, and Usholet Bo, Uba Achaz Matzinu Katu, with Achaz, Gamepano, Achaz was Yechizkiah's father, and in Achaz, in Melachim Bet, it says there, Matzinu Katu, Gamepano Hevir Baesh, Flo Matzinu Bet, and Yechizkiah, so it must have been Yechizkiah that's speaking about, trying to burn him. Amrav Yud Amarav, Yodina Yisrael Bavlot Kochavim. So now look, this is now interesting. We've seen now the story here with Achav and with Chizkia, and obviously we saw about Am Yisrael in Avodah Zorah, all these Asuras, Isurim. Rabbi Rav comes and is Mamash Lelamed Zchut Am Yisrael. Look what he says. He says, Amar Rav, Yehuda Amar Rav, Yodin Hayu Yisrael Ba'avodat Kochavim She'en Ba'mamash. Am Yisrael knew that it was nonsense. And so why did they say Avodah Zorah? V'lo Avdu Kochavim Ele Lahatir Lahem Arayas Befarhesia. They were interested in Arayas, in messing around with women and men. And they knew that if they erat, right, look at Rashi there. Look at the Rashi there from towards the bottom. Shehayad Yatsran Takfor Arayas. They only wanted Arayas. Amru, what did they say to themselves? Nifrok kol ol Torah me'alei. We get rid of the Torah. Ve'al yochichunu al Arayas. And then if we don't believe in the Torah anymore, there's no issue of Arayas. Right? Aval al avodat kochavim lo takfan yatsha. There was no real yaitzer to serve avodat zorah. It was just an excuse. We'll serve avodat zorah. We don't really believe in it, but at least we've got to serve something. So serve avodat zorah, not God. And therefore we can do free Arayas. Right? That's what it says. So Matra Rishasha, which I didn't like to say. He says, what are you talking about? Look, the pasuk yesterday, we got a pasuk that said, "Kizkor b'nehem mizvochotam v'ashrehem al ha'etz ranan al gevaot agot." They were yearning, kizkor. They were learning for the days of Avodah Zorah. I'm Rabbi Nam Elazar Kadam sheyesh lo gaguin al beno, like he's yearning. So he says they did have Avodah Zorah. He says no, batar davikubei. He says in the beginning I'm talking about. Afterwards, look at the very last of Rashi. They got used to it, they started liking it. But in the initial stages, then they knew it was all nonsense. The Gemara brings another challenge, then doesn't make sense. The pasuk here says, I'll put your pigrechem, right, your carcasses, right, your basically your dead bodies, on the dead bodies of the gilechem. And they've got a story, a crazy story. Amar Eliyahu HaTzadik. Amar Eliyahu HaTzadik Ya Mechazer al Tapuchei Ra'av, Shirushalayim. Right, this was during the time. Look at Rashi there. Come on, nifuchei. We've spoken about this before, right? Malnutrition, when people are very hungry, their bellies swell, right, from starvation, right? So during the times of this of the churban, right, people had no food, and Rabbi Eliyahu amechazer al tapuchei rav, finding look these poor people. Pam achat matzat tinoch shiatapuach tapuach umutal ba'ashpa, a little kid who was bloated, who was starving, and he was in the thrown away. He had been discarded. Amarlo, be'ezeh mishpachata. Where are you from? What family? Amarlo, mishpacha plonit ani. So Amarlo, klum nishtayer miyotam mishpacha. Anybody left from your family? Right? Amarlo, love. There's no one left. Right? Nobody left. Chutz v'meni. Amarlo, im ani melamdecha davar shta chaybo talamed. If I teach you something that will save your life, will you learn it? Amar lo hen. He says, yes. Amar lo, what do you say? Emor b'chol yom shma yishol Hashem lokeinu Hashem echad. As he says this, says the kid, Amar lo, has. Right? You know, it's like, keep quiet, shtok. Don't say that. Shelo la'askir b'shem Hashem shlo limdu aviv v'imimo. Right? He says, shtok. Right? Look at there. Rashi says, v'yehez kalev ishtikam, shut him up, shut Eliyahu up. He didn't like the idea of mentioning shma yishol. Right? This kid pulled out his idol from his. This is the kid dying there of starvation. Right? And he hugged it and he kissed it. He squashed the idol to the extent that basically the idol burst open. And then himself fell on that. Right? And that's a proof. So the Gemara says, no, the same thing, Batar Davikubei. That's only after they got used to it.